Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
This hour brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com and become a member for all your banking services. Use the official credit union of 3 and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Callum let us know the last UT event sold out was football versus Alabama, but that was limited capacity. Before that, it was basketball versus Wisconsin, according to At Vol Sports.
I've been told that keffi is not your type of food.
No, it's not.
Apparently. Someone who would know.
Mm.
And you also have a note here from Bear, and it says, pipe down.
About what? What is he?
Yep.
I have to talk for 3 hours. It's the job.
Pipe down.
Okay, I'll shut up. You guys.
No. I don't know what he means.
Pipe down.
Sorry.
No, Adam, what did you say was really good there? The
lamb.
Yeah.
Lamb chops.
I like lamb chops. Veal.
Their baklava is incredible.
Mm.
They serve it with a pistachio gelato. You've never had something so good in your life.
All right.
Amazing.
Still surprised no one told me about this restaurant. It's been open a couple of years.
I feel like I did talk to you about it when I ate there.
Don't worry, I hadn't heard of it either.
Oh.
I feel like... If you said something, Davey or I, one of us would have remembered.
Well, I don't know. I like the finer things in life.
No, people don't have dream vehicles anymore.
You don't have a dream vehicle. You just said that.
Oh, people are tweeting us. They don't either.
Based on what I do, I think I actually have my dream vehicle.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great car.
Mm-hmm.
Tows the boat. Fits my stuff. Looks pretty sharp.
Mm. Hickman, you're taking some shots for being a Ford guy.
He drives a Dodge.
Yeah, but that Dodge always is breaking down on me. So.
Oh, really?
I'm out on Dodge.
Not a Dodge man.
No, I don't like Dodge.
Really?
I don't know why. I just don't.
What about Ford? Do you like Ford?
No.
No.
Chevy for me.
I'm a Chevy man myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 4Runner, my first car.
That's Toyota.
You like the Yotas?
I'm aware it's a Toyota. Yeah, Toyota's good.
Toyota had not been brought up into the conversation, so I was just clarifying.
No, I was just pointing it out. That's why I was saying I like the 4Runner.
The 4Runner's not a Chevy.
Thank you for letting me know it was a Toyota. I wasn't aware of that. No, it was a good car. The new Bronco's pretty slick, though.
Is it?
We haven't seen it?
I can't picture it.
Okay.
How much does it cost to let out Cowlings drive you around?
What?
I said Ford should do a promotion where they just like sign up to have AC drive you around downtown Los Angeles or something like that. That'd be pretty funny.
AC?
Al Cowlings. Isn't that his name?
I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
OJ Simpson.
What?
O.J. Simpson was in a Ford Bronco.
I know that.
In 1994.
Yeah. Right.
Al Cowlings was driving him.
Okay.
I
don't remember
AC.
The Cowlings thing. I didn't know. AC. Like what?
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to remember that.
Yeah.
I was like five.
It's pretty big.
No, I wasn't five. I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah, I'm like you.
It was like 2 months before I was born.
My current truck's about.
About all.
I mean,
yeah.
It's nice.
We've made it in life.
Yeah.
You know, driving around in our dream car, talking on the radio.
Yep.
Living the dream. Living the dream. All right. Anything happened yesterday? Any big news?
Nope.
Dave, anything?
Didn't get any players. Not that we needed to. I mean,
yeah, actually, sports-wise, the Preds, they won 5-0 against the Carolina Hurricanes. And big night because, one, you could see the crowd was there and they were having a really good time. But it was like
It wasn't a full crowd, was it?
It didn't look full, but, I mean, they like compared to where they had been, it was a really decent-sized crowd. But Pekka Rinne, likely his last game starting. And unless in the playoffs they decide to, but for him to go out on a shutout was pretty incredible.
So he's 19th all time in NHL shutouts. Did I read that?
Yes, he might be tied 19th. Okay. I think yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. So,
but I mean the bigger story too. I know we don't talk much hockey here, but the Preds, like I wrote them off in March.
Many did
early March. I was like, they're done. John Hines. Likely going to be fired here soon, but they had a lot of injuries and the young guys stepped up. And like, I mean, the young guys are the ones still for the most part that I would credit for the success that they've had down to now. I mean, like, and it's weird because they've completely adjusted their format for playoffs with COVID, seeing as like the Canadian teams, they've had to create their own division. So it's made it very interesting to kind of see how this is going. The one thing that could happen, I need to check more into this, but there's a chance that the Preds might have to play the Hurricanes 9 straight times based off this last season and then going into the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Okay.
I mean, I still don't expect to see them make it that deep into the playoffs, but for them just to get a playoff spot at all compared to where we were is pretty remarkable.
Let me ask some
dumb
questions. What about the Canadian teams? Can they play the American teams? Like, how are the playoffs going to work?
I mean,
have they not played them all year?
Yeah,
are they still doing that thing?
They haven't played all year. They're going to be laxing the rules. It's still I'm not 100% sure of how it's set up, but a big part of it is I think the Canadian government's allowing it to get to the point those teams are able to play. I don't think the Canadian teams are. Well, they're not any good. Canadian team has never won the Stanley Cup playoff in my lifetime. Toronto's their best bet, but I honestly, like, I haven't even – I just – outside of, like, the picks, I haven't been following the entire formatting and how they've done it. Like, I mean, I enjoy watching the games, but I'm not too familiar with how they're going to be setting it up. I can look into that, but
okay.
I did tune in last night whenever I knew it was going to be Pekka was getting the start, and then to see him get that shutout was awesome.
That was a cool moment. He meant a lot to that franchise for a long, long time.
Yeah, he was drafted by them in 04, so he's been with them since.
Yeah, I remember when we do Preds updates all the time because they were – you know, trying to win the cup
when they went on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Blackhawks in the first round. They were the one seed. That was good times. Did you see Bob Baffert's reasoning for Medina Spirit testing positive for the betamethasone? Did you see this, Dave?
I saw a headline.
Is this the best, worst excuse of all time?
It was about the hay.
Yes.
I did see this.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say he said it was cause of cancel culture.
No. He said that someone went into the stall.
Yeah.
A groom.
What is a groom?
I don't know.
Okay. That's why I didn't say the word, because I assume it doesn't mean somebody who was getting married. Is that maybe...
Well, you groom a horse, so are they calling the person that does the grooming?
I guess maybe. That's why I said I didn't say the word.
Yeah, horse grooms.
Yeah. Okay.
They muck out the stalls, prep the food.
They're saying that person peed in the stall on the hay. The horse ate the hay, and that's where the extra steroid came from. I mean, that's up there, man. That's some next level.
We got Wiznate. It always comes back to
it's always urine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, I mean... Talk about thinking outside the box, but inside the stall. Genius, really.
I mean, If he's really innocent, isn't he going to come up with some?
Any word on the second sample? Second test?
I don't think so.
Hmm. But if, okay, hypothetically, let's say he's telling the truth. The horse still tested positive.
Right.
So it was still an advantage according to the rules. So even if he had nothing to do with it, would it still not be a DQ?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. As long as the second sample has the same amount or more, you know, above the limit.
Pico, what was it called? Picogram?
Picogram.
Picogram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Betamethasone.
All right.
So they can use the steroid to treat inflammation other times. They just can't have it in their system on race day?
Not above 10 picograms.
How fast does it get out of their system?
Well, according to I don't know. Like, what are you asking me? How fast does it get out of
Well, I know you don't know. It's kind of more of a rhetorical question.
Well,
Baffert says he's never been treated for it. And that's
for any inflammation?
He's never been given betamethasone. So that's what Baffert's saying is, we never give him that. How could he have it on in his system on race day?
The guy peed on the hay, and the horse ate the hay.
He said, and that's the scary part.
Which is very sad.
They're going to start having to keep these horses under, like, armed guard.
A Kentucky Derby winning horse prepared for the race by eating pea hay.
And
this is sad. he did win. But, I mean, there's no way. There is zero way you're going to pee on the hay of a potential Derby, unless it was planned. But I would think a horse would smell the hay and say, something's wrong with this hay. Don't want it.
They don't usually like wet hay.
Or hay with pee on it.
Because hay that's been wet, you know, it grows things. Like horses are super picky, too. They're not like a cow eat anything. And their stomachs can handle it. That's why.
Well, they've got three stomachs.
Horses, that's not true. Horses are finicky.
It's one stomach, but it's three compartments.
Three chambers, they call them.
You know what I mean, Dave. You know exactly what I mean.
That actually popped up yesterday I wasn't going to read that as a fact of the day, or whenever the last time I gave an animal fact, that was one that popped up.
I bet that horse ate the pea hay and wanted to throw up, but they can't. Do you know that? Horses can't throw up. So when they get sick, it's very dangerous.
Baffert claimed Monday that the horse is a victim of quote-unquote cancel culture and that the test sample or the horse itself could have been easily contaminated. Quote, they can lick a wall. They can do it just so easy now that when they're testing at these levels, it's ridiculous, he said. But his horses have been flagged with at least 30 medication violations over his four-decade career. Five of those were in the last year, though some were overturned on appeal. He's basically saying that they're being way too picky with the test. And when you get super picky with the test, obviously you're going to have little, you know, kind of problems. How many horses does he – I want to know how many horses that he trains run in races per year. Because if he's had 30 violations in 40-something years, but that's over, like, you know, thousands of horses – that's different than if it's a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if the guy's running multiple horses every Kentucky Derby, like, I don't think the casual horse, the person who only watches three races a year realizes how often horses run, like, typically, and how often, I mean, there's a horse race probably happening right now.
I would agree
that
with
people
you.
Are betting on, like, mm-hmm. you know, in a casino somewhere, a casino.
Casino.
Well, and on an app now, and on a live stream. I mean, they're like, and he's the top trainer. I mean, I don't know.
Janeway wants Davey to make sure that the cow's stomach actually has three quadrants. Zinger.
It's actually not three stomachs. It's three chambers in the stomach.
So the way the playoffs are going to work.
What?
For the NHL. I looked this up.
Okay.
Each division,
cool.
First two rounds are going to be just between that division. So the four teams that made it for each division, one will play four, two will play three. And then once you get the winner of those matchups, then you go to basically win your division, and that's whenever they will then go and have four teams left, kind of like a final four. And the big problem, though, is they're still lobbying for Canada to allow players to transfer or cross the border without having to quarantine for an extended period of time. But the regular season finale is not – it was supposed to be May 8th, mm-hmm. but because they had – like, I know the Canucks had their outbreak, it's really screwed up the schedule, and so they've had to push it back. And it's made it difficult. But the playoffs will technically start Saturday, but there's a chance they're – are still some regular season games still being played at that point.
So playoffs are going to start, but the regular season is still going to be happening.
Yes.
With other teams.
Mm-hmm. Preds last game, like the season finale for the Preds was last night.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're done. Okay.
For regular season, yes.
How do you overcome the perception that Bob Baffert cheats? That was asked of the trainer. Hmm. Unfortunately, when you keep winning and they're testing – and it's one of those things where we just work hard, Baffert said. I don't know what that means.
It means they work hard.
Hmm. All right.
All right.
Let's take a break. We'll come back, get to your phone call. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Hour 2 continues live from the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports, Knoxville. 865-546-8200 is the number to join the program. We go to T-Carp next. T, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Morning, bud.
Davey, is equestrian law, like, absolutely insane? I have heard that from a few people that are in lawyer stuff.
I honestly have no idea. I have people that I... I know that like the barrel racing and everything whenever it comes to the equestrian side, but I would imagine that just abiding by all the regulations for horse racing is pretty top notch. I literally have no clue. I prefer bird law.
Bird law. Yeah,
they're not
probably...
real.
Some are.
Mm. Okay.
Interesting. So I was wanting to know if we could, like, does Alabama use this excuse where if their players get, you know, maybe tested and, you know, someone fails, they can lick walls, you know, they've been licking doorknobs, they can just get it anywhere.
Yeah, whatever happened with that deer antler spray
thing
a few years back? Like, oh, he was hunting. Accidentally sprayed it in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Sprayed it in his mouth, licked it.
Five times
a
day. Yeah.
Lick the antlers or something. I don't know. Anyway, guys, what is the over-under that Tebow throws a touchdown pass in a gimmick play to win a game?
To win a game?
1.5? Yeah, over-under 1.5.
No, not even that.
Over?
Under.
Under, yeah.
Oh, under? No, maybe not to win a game. How's that? Just in a game, then. In a game.
I think you're... You should set it as far as him just making the roster in general. Like that's.
You don't think he makes the roster in general?
No, man, he's been out. We haven't got into this, but like this.
You don't think Urban just keeps him on the team, just as like a special
locker room,
like,
guy?
If anything, locker, I think he divides the locker room, and it's not Tim Tebow's fault. It's just Urban doing favors for people that don't deserve the opportunity. Like
I was actually more surprised they didn't hire Tim Tebow as some low
motivation
assistant coach. Yeah.
Listen, as a Titans
fan,
like,
staff, why is he still trying to play? Yeah. Dude should be coaching.
Yeah. Tight end.
As a Titans fan, like, I love this move because all it is going to do is create drama within the Jaguars locker room. I mean, this is – you got to look at it like this. Like, I mean, this is a business, and Urban's not doing business decisions. He's doing things that are going to make his friends happy. If you're Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars – yeah, it's a good opportunity to sell some jerseys to the mouth breathers down in Florida that are like, oh, man, Tim's a Jaguar now. But other than that, I mean, the guy's been out of the league forever. I like Tim Tebow personally, but there's no reason he should be in the NFL anymore, at least playing.
He's such a nice guy.
Allegedly. He is such a nice guy. But athletically, do you think he could honestly do anything? Or you think he's absolutely – there's nothing for him? And it's just a PR.
I think he can play tight end. I don't know that he'll make the team, but I mean, there were a lot of people, myself included, who said he should probably move to tight end or fullback when he got to the league.
What was that, 10 years ago
now? Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he's what, 31, 2? It's a weird move.
He's been out of the league for too long.
He shouldn't be coaching? Like, I don't understand. If he wants to be in football, he should be coaching.
You can say the same thing about Jason Witten when it comes to athletic ability. Mm. Is he not as athletic as Jason Witten? I'm not saying he's as good a tight end as athletic.
Oh, as Jason Witten was late in his career, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And Jason Witten still caught a touchdown or two or blocked. I'm saying they could bring – I think Tebow's bring him in for a gimmick play or two. That is all I'm saying.
But why would you waste a roster spot for that, man? Like, you got to start – like, here's the thing. With the Jaguars, I mean, they have so many needs. They don't need to be doing PR stunts. Like, they need to do everything they can to make this team better. And I think – I mean, Urban right now, like, he's already – he is failing at his job, in my opinion. And it's not just the Tebow thing. It's how they've handled the draft, some of their decisions they've made, coaching staff decisions. Like, he's just not done a good job as an NFL head coach so far, and I think part of it's him not understanding the organizational level of what you need to do to make an NFL team better. He's still viewing it as college, and that's not going to work.
And that begs the question, does a college coach, even if you're one of the best college coaches, can they make it in the NFL?
It just depends. I mean, Nick Saban flunked out, Steve Spurrier flunked out, and those are two of the best college coaches of all time, and yet they couldn't cut it in the league.
Jimmy Johnson did all right.
Jimmy Johnson knows how to run several different organizations, though. He's running, I mean, he runs NASCAR stuff. He knows how to, if he's not the best at it, he does know how to delegate. Mm. Some of these college coaches maybe not know how to delegate?
I don't know. I feel like Saban's pretty good at it. I always wondered if Drew Brees gets cleared in Miami, does Saban make it in the NFL? I'd say probably.
Yeah, I mean, it'd definitely have an opportunity. I don't see him at Alabama. Like,
no.
I mean, there's probably even if he does fail out there, like, the situation doesn't allow itself to get to the point where Alabama comes knocking and he's somewhere else in college doing well, but not the dynasty that's tormented Tennessee fans for close to 15 years.
With all that said, back to my original point, I think he throws one touchdown pass in a gimmick play. Mm. Like, I think Urban's going to draw the Tebow special, and he will throw a touchdown pass.
I bet it's an interception. He'll
I don't know, maybe.
Or a duck that just flounders onto the ground halfway to its target.
Guy can't throw the football. Guy only won a national championship and threw a football and won a playoff game. A lot more than some other teams around the league.
Go look at the stats, T-Carp. You can't throw the ball.
Oh, I know.
That was a decade ago, T-Carp, man. Like,
was it a decade? I can't believe
it. Yeah, he did it in 2000. 2011 was, I think, the Steelers playoff game. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Am I getting that old?
Yep.
Yes, we all are. It's a bummer.
It kind of is. It seems like just 2 or 3 years ago. But anyway, y'all be good.
Thanks, T-Carp. That was Demaryius Thomas. That was like how he burst on the scene, right? Mm. That slant. All right.
Come back with more. That is an interesting topic. Get more of your thoughts on Tebow.
I really don't want to talk about Tim Tebow.
All right, we'll do other things.
Okay.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan Run Radio.
Well, since you don't want to talk about Tim Tebow, Houston, I got something for you. Mark Richt has weighed in on the college football playoff format.
That.
8 teams? Nah.
12.
12 would be perfect, but he's not interested in that either. Oh. Mark Richt, big bowl guy, wants to save the bowl games. And he says the only way to save the bowl games is to make them playoff games. 32 teams should make the playoffs in college football. No more bowls.
32.
Well, you still have the bowls. They're just all playoffs. Playoffs.
Well, that is one way to go.
Man, we could be back so fast if you just had to be top 32 to make the playoffs.
It's literally half Power 5.
Would that really make us back?
No. No, it'd just make us feel. It's like doing away with all the AP courses, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't want anybody to feel less than, so we make everybody's road easier.
32 teams.
He said, I think a lot more kids are going to opt out of bowls. You may see more teams opt out of bowl games. He said he knows part of that was from COVID last year, but he said, we've opened Pandora's box. These games are not meaningful anymore in the postseason, other than the four playoff teams. So maybe you go to 32 teams and every game is a playoff game, but the bowl system handles those games so the bowls can still survive. But now every game would be meaningful because it's part of a playoff. That's a big chunk of games, but that may be what it takes to make the postseason work again. Nah, man. Bowl games are just done. Like, they're just... You can't save a bowl game. You can make it... If you want to make it a playoff game, yeah, it'll become meaningful again, but that's not a bowl game.
So he wants five extra games for the national champion.
Half a season. That's just not going to work. Unless you want to do the whole
shortened regular season?
Well, if we're going to go, let's just go all out. It's like the compass bracket, the rose bracket, they used to call it, where the entire season is a playoff. You just keep playing for your place. So basically, like, everyone plays. You seed everybody. Everybody starts playing. It's like perpetual consolation games for those that lose. So essentially, like every how many Power 5 teams do we have?
65.
Well, there you go. Have a play-in game, and then just it's a 64-team bracket, basically, and you just keep playing games. You're basically just stuck in the loser bracket once you lose, playing for whatever, like, you know, 43rd place at the end of the season. Like it just. As you win, you keep playing better teams, and as you lose, you keep playing worse teams. And as you win and then lose and then lose and then win, you end up kind of in the middle.
No.
All right.
I don't like it.
I don't either. I'm just saying.
12.
12 is magic.
That's the number.
It's perfect. You can't beat 12.
We're saying all this assuming that the NCAA is not about to blow up collegiate athletics in the next month.
To be honest with you, I'm surprised they haven't already messed it up.
Oh, I mean, they kind of have. It's been broken for a long time.
Yeah, they've just kind of let it just kind of run and run and run. Hmm. 32.
Nope.
That doesn't even work.
I mean, you can make it work. It's just...
The five extra games, though, like...
You have to shorten the regular season, but who wants that?
Yeah, I don't want less football. I don't want to watch Alabama play three more games and watch Tennessee play, or whoever, anyone, play two less.
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
What, are you saying we wouldn't make the 32 team?
Well, that's why I said other people.
Huh.
I want Tennessee.
It's Optimism Tuesday, man.
Well, you...
Maybe we get hot late, go on a run.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Hypo, you know, late season starts clicking.
Yeah.
Never know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazier things have happened.
There's 32 teams. Maybe we, you know, get in easy.
If we're 8-4, we top 32?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Peaking at the right time.
Get hot.
Hey, man, did you just laugh at my 8-4?
He did.
Huh.
Okay. What do you have us going, Adam?
6-6.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 7-5.
That's Optimism Tuesday. There we go.
The Pittsburgh game will determine the entire season. But Kress is guaranteed a win. So.
You guys are scared of Pitt. I mean, tell me anything about them.
Play good defense.
Do they?
Yeah.
You're sure?
They always do.
Oh, they always do. So that's your stat of the day.
I mean, last year they had an All-American edge rusher.
Ooh.
Did they have him this year?
No, he got drafted by the Titans.
So he's gone. See, good
their news. Offense is typically a snooze fest, though, if I recall correctly.
And
so,
what is
so
our
is
offense? What? We're not going to be a snooze fest, Dave.
Yeah, we'll at least
but
have
yes,
fun
typically,
watching this play.
When was the last time we had a good offense? 2016?
Yeah. When's the last time Heupel was our coach? Oh, yeah, that's right. Come on.
Pittsburgh has a good defense.
Do they? Do they? Hmm. What do you think Pitt finished in total defense last year?
I don't know, like 80th?
I thought they had a good defense.
I don't know.
45.
It was actually pretty close. They were 41.
Ooh. Pretty good guess.
We were 66. I'm not scared of Pitt.
No one said we're scared. Yeah, we're Adam just said it. The whole season hinges on it.
Yeah, just because Tennessee, like, we expect Tennessee to lose to a team doesn't mean we're scared.
But you don't expect. You're just saying
expect
you
them
don't,
to lose.
Don't
put those words in my mouth.
You don't know.
Ricky
you
Bobby.
Don't know anything about Pitt. You know nothing about them.
You don't know anything about Tennessee.
What?
We've not seen this team.
He knows everything about Tennessee.
It's true. Everything.
Everything.
I mean, what do you want to know?
There's something to know.
We're going
to
run 88 plays a game. We're getting all these transfers in the portal. Play defense. Got the Juwan. We're going to be fine. 8-4. Maybe 9-3. 10-2 if the ball bounces the right way a couple times. I'm not scared of Pitt. They got to come to the big house.
Full. 100%.
Maybe. You know, if we look good against Bowling Green,
crowd.
You got to. No. I'm saying it might not be 102-455.
Aren't we playing Pitt on the road, though?
Mm-mm. Next year. Next year's on the road.
Not
just a home and
home. Does that change your. Are we 7-5 now?
Yeah, we're 7-5.
Oh,
there we go.
7-5.
Thank you. Yeah, Dave, did you forget that Pitt has to come here?
Look how fast that happened.
We're going to lock the gate behind them.
No matter how bad we've been, it seems like all the middle tier to low tier teams, we always beat them.
Except, like, Georgia State, BYU.
I would say if you're looking for a comparable team to look at. For what I'm expecting for the Vols, I would say 2016 Missouri. That was the first year Heupel got there, kind of implemented that system. Talent-wise, I mean, they were coming off of their really good run with Pinkel, but...
What was their record that year?
4-8.
No.
We'll do better than 4-8. I'm just saying. They lost to West Virginia, Georgia, LSU, Florida. They did lose to Middle Tennessee. Kentucky, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Still put up 37 on us.
Good number.
At least when you have a high-powered offense, I've said this time and time again, the chance for an upset is always there if you can score points. With Jeremy Pruitt's offense, I don't care how good your defense played. You never had a shot.
Mm-mm.
It's a good point.
People are saying I love Heupel. I like the guy. Why do I have to like love everybody? I'm rooting
for
the
loving,
guy.
You're a loving fellow, apparently. Big fan of the coaches over there.
I like the guy.
It's fine.
Oh, the new episode of The Juice is out. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's the orange and white game.
Was it good?
Apparently it's good. Oh, I haven't watched
you
it
haven't
yet.
You haven't seen
either?
No.
Right. Excited okay. too. Okay. Oh, and when we beat Pitt and go 8-4, Davey,
I have not said we're losing to Pitt.
You just said we thought we were. You said you thought you were going to lose.
I was kind of interpreting what you were going off of. Oh. That wasn't technically my thought process.
No,
I'm just saying you can't mark it down as a win.
Literally just said just because we think a team's going to beat. You literally said that.
Yeah, you literally said that. Adam said it's
you
the
said
key to the season.
You essentially said I think Pitt's going to beat us. Then I called you on it and you don't know anything about Pitt.
I'm telling you I'm looking at the lines now.
It's a coin flip.
Yeah.
No, we're favored.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, we're only favored cuz we're home. It's even Steven, but why did we call it who called it the big house? Was that you?
I did.
You did? You can't say big house.
I know. I'm sorry.
The stadium the general built. How about that?
I'm aware.
Okay.
His name's on the side of the building.
Right. That's the difference.
I know it's not the big house. I know the big house is in Michigan.
The Tennessee fan base is the difference in this game.
If we look good against Bowling Green, yeah. Think Pitt will be a night game? It should be. Be a good night game.
Mm. Hope it's at noon.
It's got ESPNU written all over it.
Why would you hope it's at noon?
So voluntary reaction gets over earlier. It's still summer at that point. I want to go out and hang out on the water or something.
I'll start treating Davey like one of my kids. Not all about you, Davey.
Well, if we win, then you have all day to think about, oh, yeah, we're back, you know? Because we know after beating Pitt, half this fan base is going to talk themselves into 9-4 at that point. 9-3 and 9-4, we'll probably get to a really good bowl game and lose it. Mm-hmm. So,
you what do you why? It's Optimism Tuesday. What are you doing? Huh?
I just said we're going to beat Pitt. We'll be really happy.
You just said we're going to lose the like I you've 180'd in this segment.
That's Optimism Tuesday.
I think you've just proven to yourself and everyone else that you just say things.
Isn't that what everyone does?
To be negative. No, hang on.
Isn't that life? We just say things?
You just say things to be negative intentionally, even though you don't believe it.
I just said we're going
to
beat Pitt.
After saying we were going to lose to Pitt. You're a flip-flopper.
Man, I got no idea on TV, Houston. This is crazy. All right, so you got Mercer at Alabama. So
okay.
Good news is Alabama's not going to need a good slot. But you got Texas at Arkansas. That's like a sneaky good game with an SEC team. Florida at South Florida, so not a big deal there. But you got Missouri at Kentucky, an SEC, you know, an in-conference game. You got some weird NC State at Mississippi State. That's like two not good Power 5 teams. Kind of weird. A&M is playing Colorado. That's another game that's kind of like ours. And then, of course, Pitt's at Tennessee. Vanderbilt's Colorado State. We should be able to that one. I don't know. Very strange weekend for the SEC teams.
It's an opportunity for us to avenge the 1983 loss.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, it is. Final segment. Hour two. Next.
You're listening to 3 and Out. WKGN. Fan Run Radio.
Final segment, hour number two. It's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online. Make your appointment at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. They got you covered for all your dental needs right here in Knoxville, Cedar Bluff area. Just go to KnoxvilleSmiles.com and make your appointment.
So what's this Arch Manning business?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I went to the college football, you know, homepage for ESPN, their headline is Arch Manning and 10 other recruits in the class 2023 that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the news is he set his visit schedule.
Surely we're at the top of the list.
Officially,
right?
Or like maybe this is
for this summer.
Official visits or just visits?
Just visits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just visits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the number one rated passer in the 2023 class. And obviously he's Cooper Manning's son.
Cooper.
The nephew of Peyton.
And Eli. Okay.
Grandson of Archie.
Yeah.
And he set his visits for June. This June, doing the whole circuit thing,
right?
Camps and all that.
Unofficial visits. Yeah, I got you.
Right.
Okay.
He's gonna go to Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And SMU.
SMU.
Yep. Yep. The 6'4", 208 pounds.
These are setup visits.
What?
These are visits that don't make any sense. He's just trying to get the... He's throwing people off the scent. Alabama? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think?
I'm just telling you where he's going.
He's visiting. He's going to drop in and say, hey, what's up?
The 6'4", 208-pound Manning. Got 6'4". He's a sophomore.
Continue. Yeah, he's tall. We get it.
We'll camp at Clemson June 8th and 9th alongside his brother, who is a center. Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
They head to
they
the
a package deal?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They head to the Lone Star State the weekend after that, where they will spend a day with the Mustangs and a couple more with the Longhorns. So it sounds like SMU is just kind of a, you know, extra, since they're going to be at Texas anyway.
See?
Mm-hmm.
These are nothing.
The third weekend of June will be spent in Tuscaloosa, and they'll wrap up the month with a weekend in Athens. You still want to work out with your teammates and not be gone every day. You want to have some semblance of normalcy, Arch's father Cooper said. Manning and his teammates Cooper. Are in the thick of spring practice right now. Arch has been talking to Stanford. He's especially interested in doing a Stanford-USC swing and also a Notre Dame-Ohio State swing. It might be hard to get it all done in June, but
see,
he's
going everywhere, man. Like, the guy, he's just seeing,
enjoying,
you know,
talking to those guys as well.
When's he coming to Tennessee?
On the heels of that, I mm-hmm. think there will be a time he wants to see Virginia. That's where his older sister's going to school.
Oh, okay.
And North Carolina, too.
Mac Brown, salesman.
He's been to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been to Ole Miss. We'll figure out, hopefully, whether it'll be in July to go see some schools. Maybe it's in the dead period, but at least you can go see some things out there. Then August, boom, you're in summer practice and it gets harder. He's been enjoying getting to know these schools from other parts of the country. You kind of knock out what's close to you, and he's enjoyed having conversations with Notre Dame, Ohio State, Stanford, and USC. They just kind of came on the scene the last month or so, the last few months. There's one final sentence in this post. It says this. Tennessee and Duke are a couple other programs Manning has been building rapport with.
Good. See, we're in there. What? I'm sure he's been here. Come to a couple of games with Uncle Peyton.
Mm.
You know, the locker room's named after him.
Mm-hmm.
The number's retired. He could unretire it. Is he an 18 guy? Manny? Arch?
What number does
he wear? Oh, he wears 16.
Mm-hmm.
You think his uncle would let him unretire?
That could be
it's the same jersey. You don't have to change the name on the back.
Could be the tipping point. I was wrong. That's not the end of the article. There was just an ad that was so big that it felt like it. I'll look for more Tennessee tidbits.
I couldn't imagine having the last name Manning and playing center. That was my takeaway from the article.
At least be a tight end, right?
Yeah, is he like the...
catch some balls.
Is he like the black sheep of the family? Oh, it's like, you couldn't even be a quarterback, son?
What if he, like, can't even throw? Like, you know, the kids, just they're like, can you snap it? You got a great underarm motion. Maybe we can snap the football.
According to 24/7 Sports, mm-hmm. He will be visiting Tennessee at some point.
When's that?
I don't know. I said at some point.
Where'd you get that info?
24/7 Sports, 18 hours ago.
He just said his entire schedule. There was no mention of Tennessee at all.
Well, I'm reading a tweet that summarizes the article. It says he's going to visit all the places you named. Mm-hmm. Tennessee is on there.
Okay.
Along with, you know, all the others.
That's great. Especially for you. I mean, because you get, what, two punches in the face if he doesn't?
It's double or nothing, yeah.
Come here?
It's a long recruiting process.
It is. I mean, these teams might all be upside down by then. I mean, hopefully Tennessee is. Hopefully we've gone from down to up.
I mean, he's going to watch us throw the ball around the yard this year and think, hey.
I don't disagree with that.
Not looking good, though, apparently. Not looking good at all. I really don't want to get punched. I really don't want to get punched in the face.
Manning could also play in some 7-on-7s with his high school team on campuses. His head coach has mentioned LSU and Alabama in the past regarding that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't want him in the SEC. If you know, unless it's here.
He's thrown for 53 touchdowns in his first couple seasons.
How many interceptions?
13.
It's pretty good.
I'd like to see what Lane could do with him.
68.
Shut up, Davey. Just shut up.
What?
I'd like to see what Lane could do with him. I'd like to see what Heupel can do with him. Why Lane? Why?
You wouldn't have to watch him. I mean, like at that point, Ole Miss isn't going to be playing Tennessee. We get him this year.
What?
He's saying it'd be better for him to go to Ole Miss than to go to, like, Alabama.
You won't have to face him. Unless we made the SEC championship, which, I mean.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
It could happen.
That'd be a good problem to have. Crap, we made the SEC championship. We got to face Arch Manning.
It could happen. You never know, man. Mm. You know, it takes 2 or 3 years to build a program. Maybe Heupel was maybe he's a fast worker.
Good news for you, Houston. He's cool on all these schools, you know, according to his official profiles. Bad news, says he's being recruited by T Martin, Tennessee. So
see, they haven't even updated that.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Huh.
Get on your game.
Garrett Riley's at SMU.
Is that Lincoln's brother?
Kind of surprised Oklahoma's not on the list, right?
Nah, gimmick. Gimmick offense.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I missed them. They're just at the bottom. They haven't offered yet, though.
Because why wouldn't they offer?
I don't know. They're waiting. They're holding off.
The Rattler.
They got Caleb Williams coming in.
Davey, are you ready for the depot?
Sure.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it should be good.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.